Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. Let me encourage you from the book of Micah, chapter 5 and verse 2. It was a prophecy for Jesus. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient days or ancient times. My dear brothers and sisters, Christmas carols as we know them now were abolished by the English Puritan Parliament in 1627 because they were a part of a worldly festival, which they considered the celebration of Christmas to be. As a result, there was a scarcity of Christmas hymns and carols in the 17th and early 18th centuries. Hark the herald angels sing, a beautiful hymn and a beautiful carol that we sing, was written by Charles Wesley, was one of the few during this period. Wesley's fine text and the melody by master composer Felix Mendelssohn have given this hymn its great popularity and its standing as a classic among Christmas songs. Like many of Charles Wesley's more than 6,500 hymns, this text clearly presents biblical doctrine in poetic language. The first stanza describes the song of the angels outside Bethlehem with an invitation to join them in praise of Christ. The following stanzas present the truths of the virgin birth, Christ's deity, the immortality of the soul, the new birth, and a prayer for the transforming power of Christ in our lives. Hallelujah. Enjoy this beautiful, beautiful carol, Hark the Herald, the hymn. So in this season, let me encourage you, be so in tune with the exultant song of the angels during this Christmas time, that others may see and hear that Christ dwells with you. Amen. And during this portion and during this season, read Matthew 2, 1 to 12 and Luke 2, 1 to 14. It's the Christmas story written all along in detail, and you will be blessed abundantly. Amen. So once again, a very Merry Christmas to you. Be blessed. Rejoice in this weekend, rejoice on this Sunday. After this, there'll be 11 years, Christmas will not appear on Sunday again for next 11 years. What a great opportunity for we Christians to celebrate Jesus's birth, celebrate Jesus's coming into this world this Sunday with our families, glorifying the name of Yeshua. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for your goodness and for your grace that abounds over us. Lord, we are so honored to be called your children. We are so honored to be called the sons of the Most High God and the daughters of the Most High God. Because, Lord, you came into this world to save us. You came into this world to deliver us, to heal us, to redeem us, to set us free, to master forgive us of our sins, to redeem us. We are so, so grateful to you. We are thankful to you, Abba Father, for sending your son Jesus to be born in a manger, in a stable, so that, Lord, he would come for the least important ones as well. And Lord, save each and every one, those who will believe in him. Abba Father, I thank you. Today I pray, give us faith in our hearts. Give us joy in our spirit. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, O God. Help us and give us the revelation of the first advent of Christ on this earth, that there'll be great joy in our hearts and in our minds. And we'll not keep that joy to ourselves, but we'll share the love of Christ and the joy of Christ and the peace of Christ to everyone around us for the glory of your name. I pray for your flock as they step out into the jobs, into the businesses, running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to be their portion. Bless them. Be with them and uphold them with your righteous hand. I also pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health conditions. I release your healing virtue to flow from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet in the mighty name of Jesus. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We thank you, we bless you, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, a very Merry Christmas and a blessed and a Happy New Year to all of you. God bless you and bye for now.